piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Recently, we were talking about an Israeli study on whether or not artificial sweeteners have an impact on the microbiota in our guts.
Mm-hmm.
What the effect is, apparently, creates glucose intolerance. It sort of keyed in to yet another study, whether or not these gut bacteria are actually conditioning us. Are they ruling our minds?
It does sound like science fiction. But bacteria that live within us outnumber our own cells about 100-fold.
That's incredible.
Very encouraging to know that.
Right.
These bacteria may well be affecting both our cravings and our moods to get us to eat what the bacteria want and often are driving us towards obesity.
Well, that's kind of an interesting thing, especially when you consider that this study, which was being done at the University of California in San Francisco, also was remarking on the fact that the Japanese, who have a predilection for seaweed, have a microbiota that's quite keyed to that very thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, the question is, does the microbiota drive these people to eat seaweed, or was it that they started eating seaweed and that created the microbiota? One of the investigators in this study had said, well, you know, our diets have a huge impact on the microbial population in the gut. It's a whole ecosystem all by itself. It's evolving on a time scale of minutes.
Amazing. You have to remember also that this gut microbiome, these bacteria, they're sending chemical signals out.
Yeah.
They're in the gut, and so the signals go to the gut, and then the gut is linked to the immune system, which is linked to the endocrine system, the hormonal system, and also our nervous system. We will then get physiologic and behavioral responses to these particular signals that can cause us to eat more of a kind of food or less of a kind of food or overeat, depending upon what signals that we're getting.
One of the things that we remarked upon in our earlier discussion was that thrifty gene syndrome, in which our bodies were sending us a message that because we evolved during a feast or famine regimen for most of the history of the human population, it was signaling us to eat more and diverting some of the resources that we were eating to fat. This hypothesis has never been proven, but it's attractive in many ways.
The thing about the gut bacteria, there's been some pretty good work done on the mechanism of action of how they work. One mechanism seems to be by acting through the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is a cranial nerve. It's a huge nerve, connects 100 million nerve cells from the digestive tract to the base of the brain. The microbes apparently have the capacity to manipulate behavior and mood through altering the neural signals in the vagus nerve. They can change taste receptors, producing toxins to make us feel bad, and they can release chemical rewards to make us feel good. So it's an incredibly complex system. I think this is certainly worthy of really serious investigation.
There are many, many elements to this. It also would affect the evolution of tumors and other kinds of diseases.
In mice, there are certain strains of bacteria that increase anxious behavior in the mice. In humans, one clinical trial found that drinking a probiotic, Lactobacillus casei, improved mood in those who were feeling the lowest.
It's quite clear that the research needs to be expanded in some way to cover all the bases here, but it can give us some real insight into why we are experiencing the various kinds of problems that this incredible increase in the amount of obesity is obviously linked to diet on a huge level, but there are other elements here that are having an impact as well. And those need to be identified. They've probably been overlooked in the past. That's one of the virtues of that Israeli study, for instance. It indicated that it isn't just what you're ingesting. It's also how your body is reacting and not necessarily even things that are essentially part of your body but are visitors, guests.
Well, they're very important visitors.
We've all got to have them.
And they outnumber our own cells.
These studies will go on, and we'll be keeping our eyes open for this because we are the
food guys.
Da 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 da